So this is just like how it looks like in metro station for in Seoul. I mean, there's more.
There's the Gates Creative right there, by the
way.
Yeah,
by the way, yes, exactly.
Minus three times two.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. But it's not the only thing. Yeah,
it's even the offline creative is.
but that's the thing. Like, it's all the thing that, you know, it's all connected. But it's not. It doesn't end there. So let me just show you this.
This is a no-bullshit gaming show where we talk about games and their revenue in great detail, powered by our ad monetization, game design, and user acquisition triple threat expertise. Welcome to the 2.5 Gamers, the unfiltered truth served with a side of giggles. Let's not forget this is a 4 a.m. conference discussion vibe, so let's not take it too seriously. Tune in now. And stay 2.5 steps ahead of the gaming industry.
Yeah, hello! Jesus Christ. Now, I mean, like, this is a very different time than we usually
hello, record. Everyone. Welcome to the Sober Conversation, where we share ridiculous shit.
Yes. Yes, that's us. So, today we have the second part of the Forex.
You're not doing the normal hello?
And that's I wanted to say my name is Matej Lančarič.
Felix Bromberg.
Yeah, kubrem, yeah.
Welcome. We are your hosts, and we also work as consultants, but, you know, that's a discussion for another time. Okay, so what are we talking about today? Oh, well, I already said.
we're talking about me sitting here and looking pretty. I even shaved for this occurrence because, you know, as long as we do this 4X series, I'm just here for looks.
And, well, that's good. at least you are here for a while, and then
I'm like
just...
I'm like the hostess girl for these like 90s TV shows, so standing by the Wheel of Fortune. I should have put on a red dress.
Yeah, that's how it works, man. But you know, like that's what can we do? It's Forex, so
yeah. Let's cut the crap. So we're talking about the biggest game in Forex category that's currently
right
grossing there right now. That's the important thing we need to talk about. Because last time, for those not listening, we talked about Top Heroes, this other game, which turned out to be a Forex game.
And shit.
It was a double cross.
Yeah, exactly. And this game, even though it doesn't look from the store screenshots, the creatives, the initial gameplay as a Forex game, is the same fucking UA shenanigans where it actually turns into a Forex game.
What do you mean UA shenanigans? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
I know how I knew, like in the Fatui, there's no ads, and I'm like, why are there no ads if this game is looking so like hybrid casually?
It doesn't look hybrid casually at
There's
all.
No hybrid at all. It looks exactly like you see all these hyper casual games from the past. Now apparently they are dead, but they're not.
So am I starting?
You are starting, of course.
Yeah,
you
were like,
I mean. Let's connect the dots.
So let's do the connecting the dots conspiration meme guy. So Last War, regarding its current revenue and downloads, it's scaling like crazy. Already hit nearly 2.5 million a day.
Yeah, a day.
That we see here in Sensor Tower. Regarding downloads, it's still going very strong. Not scaling up, but sitting somewhere.
For Forex
like...
game, 240,000 downloads per day. It's quite a lot.
Yeah, it's crazy. Let's just say it's completely crazy. But yeah, currently it was like launched in June, and it's sitting at 25 million downloads.
When was it launched in June? It was a soft launch. What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's the soft launch. Yeah. Then it started scaling in November last year, and it's sitting at like 130 million. Altogether yet, but I guess they didn't just achieve their final form yet. The conspiracy part is that you see the game, even here in Sensor Tower, under the company First Fun.
That is a fraud.
It's a strategy.
Because those of you that are old enough to remember the old days of companies like Epic Fun, who's that?
was a big fun.
Machine Zone.
Machine Zone.
Machine Zone, exactly. Where Machine Zone was launching each of their game, which was literally a reskin of the previous game, on different company accounts. So, and these guys are doing a little bit of the same, because we know that these are actually the guys behind Top War and Top Heroes.
And Top Heroes. That was the clue from the last episode, where we had this Top War River Game HK, which is, I guess, Hong Kong, right? So they have all the companies outside of China in Singapore or Hong Kong or wherever else.
So the important part is that these guys are immensely skilled in Forex, and they're actually putting the category one notch higher with their onboarding shenanigans, which is the ones that you see here as Top Heroes, which would out turn out to be a Forex, but in the end it's like an idle RPG in the start. Then you have Top War. If you remember when we covered it last time, it's pretty much like a merging game. They changed their tutorial three or four times.
It was completely different.
For a year, yeah. It's like no Forex at all until some point in the game where, again, the merging game kind of becomes obsolete.
But with Last War, it's quite quick. I mean, rushed through the onboarding. I was like immediately in the Forex.
So here's a top tip. If you're playing a game that looks like a hyper-casual creative, and then you come across a hospital, you've been hoodwinked.
it's not even
a hospital, it's the resources on the side. It's the small...
I can 2x my rewards after the level? What's going on?
Yeah. It's just like these small kind of hints that will immediately tell you that, yeah, you're dealing with a Forex.
And also, if you look at how the Top Heroes UI elements are kind of built, it's the same thing. It's top right corner. It's like a store or special offer, whatever. It's the same thing.
But it's the Forex kind of a thing. Like every Forex needs to have these things at some point, and like, you know, you do it. But honestly,
I like the Slovak flag, by the way. I had the same thing.
Raising the Slovak flag.
Yeah, I had the same thing. I was like, whoa, guys, this is interesting. All right.
Yeah, but just a quick comparison. Top Heroes definitely hides the Forex layer much longer. This game would unlock the map somewhere within first 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
It's level 3 that you get to unlock the map.
Oh, really?
No. It's level 5 at least. It's the onboarding.
It says level 3.
Right afterwards.
It's like within first session. It's very fast. Sure. It's very, very for Top Heroes, it would be like few sessions. So that's there. And let's start from the onboarding side and like how it looks for new players. So you would just go here through this road and like...
I was expecting you to pull up a new game
new
mode
account?
Or whatever. Nah, yeah, new
it
account.
Take too much time. We're just it's skipping
too much
it.
Time. So
just wait until I show the bomb screenshots. Yeah.
Oh, well, the bomb screenshot didn't even get there.
You didn't get to the bomb?
No.
God.
No, I rushed through the tutorial. I was like, fucking hell, like this is again.
As soon as I saw a hospital, I'm like, I'm not playing anymore.
I had a full-time job for a week to play.
Of course, that's your job, man. Like, come on, like, what are you talking about? I show you this game like 3 months ago.
Yeah, but like, I was still playing Top Heroes before, and that was the other full-time job. Anyway, let's get to the gameplay, actually.
I didn't know, Jakob, you actually moved to Berlin, and you are sitting next to Felix. Is that you, grumpy kid, right there?
Yeah, look at him.
Shut up, my candy. Let's move on. Yeah, so nice. The game plays like this with this kind of a gates creative. I don't know how to call this kind of a modification
this is quite
of gameplay
already.
Yeah, but it's very advanced because actually what we have here, there's heroes that are having their abilities on autoplay. There's a lot of mobs. You actually need to kind of move from left to right. And then suddenly, like, the whole screen gets completely whacked. You get this drone that bombards the area or whatever.
You can't die.
It's pretty
physically impossible to
you die. Can't die. Die. Man, you can't die.
No, really? Oh, okay.
You can very easily die. You just didn't play.
Okay. Yeah, true.
This guy will definitely kill me. I can show you because this is the gating mechanic they
have
here.
Can you hear the drilling, by the way?
No, we can't.
It's, okay, it's good. Okay.
The important thing is that they also have this chopper thing here with side modes of this.
Get to the chopper?
Exactly. Chopper. And this is actually the one from the creatives directly.
From the creatives, it's only onboarding. That's
But check this one out. Oh, shit.
Why do I keep dying? I play this for a week and he died 2 times in a row?
Yeah. Hey. So see, this is the one with the numbers. So you need to actually kind of a think with like what number to pick in and stuff like that.
Oh my god, you suck so much. Like, why? Yeah. Oh, this is so bad.
But it's actually hard.
It's actually hard, yeah. Well, you're playing for a week and you can't.
But these are scripted. So
no, you know why? Because you're playing with your mouse and you're cheating.
Like, yeah,
I told you. And cheating.
Yeah, no, we're winning this one. Yeah, anyway, so this is the one that you actually play a little bit with the mat. It always ends with this, like, we're shooting at something at the end of the level, but you need to go through actually those mat creatives and whatever, the gates mechanic.
Mat creatives? What does that even mean? What's mat creatives?
The gates with the, like, mats and obvious basic fails, whatever. Yeah, doesn't matter. But
it's
they have
hyper-casual.
They have the side mode here. And yes. They even have like, oh, you were better than 62% of the players. Oh, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, something. Yeah,
you only need a double the reward to kind of placement there.
Yeah. Anyway, so you start the whole thing about you going around the base. I'm already on my second round around the base, and it unlocks space. So you have here the space because this Forex game doesn't have scripted base building. You can actually like go here and move the buildings around the base. So you can play with it a little bit.
Also, how the game starts, you need to go, you are now going around the base, but you need to enter the base, and those are like the hyper-casual kind of easy
those are
levels.
The ones I show you, move into the chopper here, but you still need to kind of go around the base to collect these cards and like unlock more space like this. For instance, there was a block here. And actually the thing starts very interestingly because this is actually what's their kind of a first session tutorial where the guy literally tells you that the narrator girl is sitting
on
a
name
bomb.
And her name is Monica.
Yeah, Monica.
You know,
sorry.
Like us eye candies need to stay together. Like, I will not have another eye candy be talked to like that.
Yeah, so Monica, which is actually a hero in the game and a pretty good one. She's like, she's here. She's a SSR staff officer, Monica.
There you go.
Yeah, and then like suddenly as you enter the base, by the way, she's sitting on a bomb with 8-hour timer. And you need to go again, continue going around the base and collect these, like, scissors or, like, wire cutters to, like, cut the wires of the bomb. And she's just literally sit there for 8 hours. And I was like, what's going to happen when she blows up? And, like, I didn't have time to finish it, like, in my first session. It's, like, fucking atrocious. So, yeah. So I didn't save Monica. And, hello, you go back the next day, another session. Monica's still sitting on the bomb without any timer. So that's actually what happens. It's just, like, no timer. And you slowly see, like, you're cutting these wires and you're going around the base. And then... and you cut it out, it gives you Monica unlocked.
Monica
and
shards.
That's it.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, Monica shards and that's it. But like, yeah, Monica won't blow up even if you let her. So
you should save Monica.
Yeah,
you
don't have time in the first session. You know how much time it takes to kind of collect all the things there.
No, I don't. I churned already.
Yeah, because I was the only one playing it. Yeah, anyway, as we move forward, now the game literally switches much more to the Forex part. Again, we have the world button. You go there and, yeah, hello. It's our favorite Forex map again.
Oh.
So here we are.
No way.
Cat buildings and whatever assembly points. Yeah, our alliance, which is like, by the way, 15th strongest one on the server, like as you see here.
Are you showing off or like what was
the part
about?
Which you didn't play as the usual.
Of course, yeah, of course. Like, yeah. This is not
then,
for me.
Then yeah. Starts the
no
usual, I call it like clicking on the notification badges part because all of these games are so massive that you're just basically clicking on all the notifications.
Yeah.
So you have like this, the build one, the build queue, for sure, go and build something, you know, you need it. Anyway, you want like research something all the time. By the way, the research, they literally locked a research tree behind a monthly subscription.
There you go. Easy.
Outstanding move. The other thing is that they had, I think from the screenshot, they have very, very nice, like, initial events that you kind of go there and, like, just immediately shower you with rewards. If you look into, here we are, just, like, how many LiveOps events these guys are running all the time. It's, like, there's so many. Like, each of them probably have their own battle pass or whatever. These are just the Forex one. Pass. Yeah, and then you have, like, weekly pass, whatever pass, lucky spins, of course, why not, which is the, you know, the usual kind of mechanic we see all the time. Some other events, like, you pretty much get completely drowned in events that they're running. Each of them is, like, very money hungry. And then, you know, comes the usual thing. The good thing is the raider mechanic. As our usual, it starts with the raider, similar to Whiteout Survivor or Top Heroes. We have our raider, which again simplifies the Forex gameplay, which in their case, I think they added one more thing into it because I've never seen it in the other one. Maybe Whiteout Survivor have it, but I didn't get there far enough, where you're actually going and helping your clanmates, where you're literally kind of helping them with resources or whatever. So this is something that I think was kind of new, because all the other games, they would just have your usual kind of objectives of bring this, kill this, go there, whatever. Like, for instance, here, like, you know, rally against this guy, which I even cannot because, like, I need level 20 headquarters that I don't have. So that's there. Then they have this track mechanic, because you see that there's, like, tracks going around on the map. Like, what's tracks? So this is also a nice addition that they added here. It's literally, or let me go from the base. That's more interesting. So if you go to the base, and at some point, if you go around the second round, they have this, like, train station and tracks. So what you can do is you go there and you have two type of things. So you can have your own tracks, which this is pretty much the bounty mechanic from AFK Arena. Because you put like a long-term timer, you put your heroes on a long-term timer, for instance. Oh yeah, that's ultra rare, why not? So you put your escort squad into it, and the truck goes and arrives in 5 hours. And it's going and it's carrying all these resources, but the thing is that other people can attack it and take those resources. Nice. And the defense of the truck, of course, is depending on this, like, strength your of heroes, your heroes.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And they also, you need multiple heroes to send multiple trucks, so on and so forth. And we can go and check other people's trucks, for instance, this one. Yeah, let's plunder. And we can go there and literally steal their resources.
Nice.
Ooh.
Yeah, so this mechanic I haven't seen anywhere, but wow. I think it's really good because, again, it's playing for fleshing out your collection. You need more heroes to send more
better
tracks,
heroes as well.
And better heroes as well to defend them. So it's a great sign that they
spend
didn't...
depth is fucking like...
exactly. But it's a great sign, same with top heroes, that they're not ditching the initial onboarding gameplay out.
Yeah.
They're playing with it in the, like, late game, which means that it's very important to kind of still care about the heroes, the gacha mechanic and everything. It's not that just, like, one-time thing on board.
Like it was in Top War, right?
Yeah, Top War, it's kind of like merging and that's it.
And then they completely...
Yeah, you even have auto-merge button there later. So I mean, it's like not that important. Now, I think this is what we're seeing, and I'll talk about it a little bit later as I get to, like, competitors and stuff. The Forexes will be much more sophisticated. It's pretty much you building these two games, but they need to work together.
But it's even like free games already.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, we don't see it that much, for instance, in the West at all. Whole kind of mechanic that we build this other game to onboard users and then you switch to the other game. But it's like now it's not only like you need to have both, but you need to connect them and they need to work together seamlessly in order to kind of move. Anyway,
you could now draw all the core loops next to each other.
It's just one giant kind of a core loop schematic. So the mechanic
before you go on, just there's quite a lot of Forex games on the market. We covered quite a few of them, right? The DAO is always somewhere between 20k DAO to 200,000 DAO, right? What, like, how many people in the world actually actively play Forex?
And is you this mean like 1.5 million for Last War, the AU?
Yeah. No, but like, you know what I mean? Like, how many users in the world actually play Forex and actually are active in wanting to play Forex? Is it like 2 million worldwide?
But you can check the numbers for our last Forex podcast. It's way less than hybrid casual, obviously. So, I mean, you can compare.
Man, the thing is that by having these streamlined systems, by having these very seamless onboarding, you're literally increasing the number.
So let's say it's like 5 million worldwide or 10 million?
The hardcore ones. The hardcore.
Yeah.
The ones that are then fighting with the clans on the map, whatever. But the important thing is you have all these other, whatever, cannon fodder people going in that's feeding them. That's very
like
important.
You and me, Felix. That's us.
Yeah, exactly.
That's us.
So you still stay on the map even if you play the game for some time and, you know, somebody comes and like eats you up or whatever. So my guess is that by doing these mechanics and clever designs,
we're food for Jakub.
Yeah, exactly. So,
Jesus Christ.
So they're increasing the addressable market there. They're literally increasing it because, you know, with these hyper-casual creatives, the very smooth onboarding
because
and everything.
Because that, like, the broad appeal kind of, you know, gets you there until you find out that this is a fucking different game.
You could really see that they're using all of their same tricks that we see with top heroes, for instance, like these, like, no rewards, like very shitty rewards. They're just there to kind of have the badge there. So like throughout the whole UI as you go there. So for instance, like, yeah, go check your VIP and like you did it, I don't know, 5 times, but each day they put this like whatever shitty reward of like, yeah, literally nothing, gave me nothing. Or like the deals that have like, again, nothing there with them. It's just like go like one.
Yeah, you need to just go there and claim.
So yeah, like claim 100 gems. It's just like nothing. And like, yeah, thank you, but I've seen the deal already. And like they do this every day. So you just like go there and pick up your...
Yeah, the first session is always just like a notification session.
Yeah, first session is literally like notification session. Then clicking on everything, like everything is built. Yeah, I need to click on all of this. Yeah, set up your timers because, of course, like you finished building your soldiers. You need to build a new batch of soldiers. Yeah, here we go. 7 hour timer. Again, 7 hour, five hour timer. Whatever timer. And like it's literally work. Then click all your rewards on the quest. Click all your rewards
you make
on the daily quest. No.
Fucking hell, not... Jesus Christ. Is research or like what? Come on.
I'm researcher of the free-to-play experience.
Can we be a part of it when you make your first IAP?
Yes, please. Can we do it live on the podcast? Yeah.
I don't know if it will work through emulator, but yeah, let's see.
Yeah, by the way, we have a live...
That you could have been using.
Yeah, we have a live session on Wednesday, actually, so we can try. We can try make you pay
you
in the game.
You can try, but you won't succeed.
Yeah, I will send you that fucking 10 euros or whatever will be dead.
Yeah, but interesting part is also that, in this screen, you would see ads in the previous game in Top Heroes, and you don't see ads here. So what does this say about this game, Felix?
Ad-free since 73.
So does it imply that they will make more money if they don't have ads, even with this giant 1.5 million DAU?
I guess so.
What? That was super easy. Come on, man.
I mean, like, honestly, like, we've covered so many Forex games, and it's just like, man, I'm so over this. Like, dude, always, like, when I do the same calculation, it's just always the same. Like, 3 to 4% of ad revenue. Like... Yeah.
But like, why is it like so low ad revenue now? Like you have 2 million DAUs almost. So I mean, how can it be? Yeah, one. Okay, well, let's say one and a half.
For me, what I would say here is just like, guys, segment it. Like, I'm sure you have so much data on your users. Like, there's users that will never make a purchase. So you know, just
Jakub.
Enable them to see rewarded ads, right? But like, yeah, Jakub, he should be actually able to watch 10 rewarded ads a day.
Yeah,
like in top.
It's a really valuable audience, and like the IAPs will like make it more valuable. They probably would be able to get like a global ECPM of like $100 probably.
But that's the thing, yeah, right? So like there's so many veils and like hardcore players are paying a lot of money since, you know, we saw.
How's the community on this, Remo?
What do you mean community?
Is it a big community on like Reddit or Discord?
Oh, of course, they have a very big community.
Okay, that's because, why then. Because basically, you because can't their social stuff for is free.
Like very good, and it's all just driven by the top clans later down the line. Like for instance, my clan, there's like 100 people in the alliance, and you know, 100 active people. You don't play, you get kicked out, eaten out, whatever. Yeah. So it's like the social is very, very big.
So that's why they don't have ads then, because then that would be people would find that out quite quickly, and people would be livid.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But still, you know, the important part is that they're still increasing in the AU, still increasing in NALO, still increasing revenue. And this is also one of my kind of assumptions here. Yeah, we're probably gonna die.
We're not gonna die, you're gonna die.
Yeah, to show you how the gating works here with the Doom elites. But the thing is that my guess is that why, for instance, you know, the big question that always was in when I was playing it, why this is more successful than top heroes?
Mm-hmm.
And like few things that seems to be the case in my opinion is that this goes into Forex much faster.
Well, quickly, yeah, exactly.
Which means it's probably, you know, better conversion, faster, scaling faster, whatever. Mm-hmm. That's one thing. The other thing is that the gameplay is just much easier. This kind of the onboarding first gameplay of these mechanics is much easier than your even the simplified action RPG that Top Heroes has. It's still more easier than because
it's
you just you
know, easier,
move
yeah,
left
definitely.
To right, whatever, like yeah, the gating yeah, yeah, mechanic. Sure. It's pretty much like you know, very, very easy. Then it's, I guess, a little bit more appealing because still Top Heroes looks like an RPG and
yeah.
People just don't kind of like that much, so that's there. And then the last thing is the team. Top Heroes is fantasy. This is zombies. Zombies always works
zombies
great.
Zombies always win.
Better than pirates. Yeah.
So my guess is that even just like these three, four things could be responsible for why this game makes like what, like 8 times more revenue than Top Heroes a day. So yeah. That's my guess. But the thing is that the important thing is that it's not really based on the premise that you need to hide the Forex that much. Because they're not hiding it that much. It's literally yeah, hitting the first all. Session.
Yeah.
So it's again
it was
about,
absolutely obvious yeah. after the onboarding, like after tutorial ended, like it was really obvious that it's Forex game.
It's about still like that first game that needs to be very smooth on onboarding, like you know, your first 5 to 10 minutes. But afterwards, like trying to hide the Forex so much, like Top Hero does or these other things. Like, yeah, it didn't really help them, like Top Heroes, that much. And also keep in mind that they had all the knowledge. It's the same company. Top War, Top Heroes, Last War, it's the same company. Yeah. So my guess is it was just like a different team within the company that was like tasked with this. And like one was like, go Last War, the other team was go Top Heroes. And they just have different approaches. And now we have a winner here. So,
well, but also what haven't told us, I'm trying to find it, like these guys are all connected between each other in China. It's like Forex
yeah, Forex games. People. Yeah.
Forex people, yeah, they're different companies, but like same kind of almost like same teams. I'm trying to find like what it, like who is it?
Yeah.
Because it was, yeah, Camel Games and then Lilith, obviously. Yeah, Clash of Kings, Last Shelter, fuck. It's Monday morning.
Because if he...
Last
if he
Fortress, looked... Top War, Last War, Top Heroes. It's like all like the same different companies, but like fully related kind of games.
If we look into the overall Forex category for last month,
yeah,
we see still Whiteout Survival with like 60 million a month being the first, and Last War kind of breathing down his neck,
games, huh?
56 million.
It's very close.
We see like plethora of Asian games. If I understand, the only kind of Western representative is Ebony here.
Ooh, from... how is that Western?
Isn't it? Like, it's
no,
a,
I don't
it's
think
a
so.
US company. Okay.
Sure.
That's sorry.
But like, honestly, like, if you have any other like guys you're listening to and you have more information, let us know. But yeah, I'm pretty sure like everybody's not.
Don't ask me. Like, I'm just eye candy for this because.
Yeah. So do I get it right that this whole list is pretty much Asian companies?
Most
like
probably,
the whole
yes.
Forex genre is completely like the days of Machine Zone are over, and there's
100%, yes.
No one here.
No,
the important
ten
thing
ten
is that.
Ahead.
you know, you have these kind of games that are doing these onboarding things, which is Whiteout Survival and Last War. And if you look just last week data, Last War is already ahead of Whiteout Survival. Because as I said, Last War is still scaling up and doing like 2.5 million a day. If you look at where we are, a day.
Still?
Yes. And if you look at Whiteout Survival, Whiteout Survival is still also scaling up, still going up, but on a scale of 2 million a day.
Yeah.
So they're just growing faster. And it's probably also because the downloads just work better because they have double the downloads, like double or triple the downloads a day to Whiteout Survival.
Yeah. And they're also quite new. Whiteout Survival now kind of reaches its first year, which is still pretty impressive. And Last War is what, like 3 months old, kind of in this scaling game. So, you know, they have better starting point or current situation.
But it's also probably because this whole kind of, gameplay created out of that Gates creative mechanic is just probably more hyper-casual, more appealing, whatever. But other than that, like, for me, the game plays a little bit better than Top Heroes regarding the onboarding, regarding the daily
faster,
sessions.
Yeah, like yeah, Top Heroes was super slow, super, super slow. I was like, okay, well, I was just waiting, okay, when the fucking Forex hits me in the face. And then it happened afterwards. But yeah, this is way quicker.
And as I said, they had these kind of other mechanics that are like going on like in the Forex map, like the track, whatever thing. Mm. Like some of the things I think I never seen with the Forex game yet. Because I haven't played them that much, but even the map and like everything they have here is, I would say, a little bit more fleshed out to me, at least. Like some things, like with these like other special buildings on the map and everything, and the alliances are like they are a little bit more massive to me. Like seems like they just have higher DAU. That's why like I have like 100 people alliance that I'm sitting in currently in top heroes. I was like sitting in like a 50 people one or something. So yeah, it's just kind of bigger, better, stronger, the usual thing. But the kind of the big lesson from all this is that, yeah, these guys exactly know what they're doing. They've been doing it for many, many years, like 10 plus years, I guess. And they just perfected the Forex genre to like one more notch higher, which is the current biggest problem of Forex genre is user acquisition. So again, user acquisition dictated the product and especially the product onboarding there.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Companies from China coming and being 5-10 steps ahead of anyone from West, because when you say, oh, let's implement this hyper-casual creatives in your game, everybody's like, oh, no. The game is like losing its premium feel immediately, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't fit the brand, whatever else. Well, guess what? It makes money.
It makes money.
Nobody cares. If you implement it correctly and kind of put it in the game as you see it here, then suddenly you are scaling like absolute crazy. So. Yeah. And
By the way,
it kind of helps, right?
Very interesting thing. Like, they literally put an offer for like ultra rare hero as a building in your base. You cannot even move it. Like,
nice.
It just sits there and there it is. It's just like, that's your offer.
Hello. Oh, Kimberly.
You can buy Kimberly for, €1 something.
Well, it's nothing. It's like super cheap.
Yeah, yeah. And it just sits there all the time. And as I said, they make sure that you go and click on all of the offers with their shitty rewards, just trying to get rid of the, like, the badges, your program from social network anyway. It's done very, very well. And as I said, like, whoever goes into this game, even though they're not a Forex player, just by clicking on all the things they need to click, the game will do it for you. It's like on rails if you just follow the red dots.
Just click there, and then suddenly it's, playing the Forex game.
Exactly. So, yeah, outstanding job. And, yeah, I think we're looking at the biggest Forex game in the category yet.
And honestly, the one looking at like this year, and even haven't kind of confirmed like they are on a very good track to be the top one this year, for sure, because you can already see the revenues.
Yeah.
And I can kind of take over here, at least for for a short period of time when I just want to show you a few things. Because I was looking into this and then, you know, let's start with the actual revenues that you showed, but I just want to see slightly differently because this is more important. Because then there was like a few different twists and I was like, huh, like what the fuck is happening? So we have this. It's last war, right? So you showed us this, but if we are looking at last 6 months, we can do last 12 months, doesn't matter that much. But yeah, it starts to look quite interesting, but this is weekly, right? So weekly, and then it started scaling November. It's like, who the fuck scales games in Q4? I mean, I guess these guys. But anyways, it was an interesting start, and then they just continue scaling this. Although it's most important part is, well, you have US right there as the top one, but then you have South Korea, Taiwan, Japan, and then we have the rest, which is Germany, Hong Kong, France, UK, Canada, Australia. But US versus South Korea. So I also kind of was wondering, like, what the fuck is happening in this? Because we saw here kind of mid-January or start of February, like, why is kind of South Korea suddenly scaling like hell? I was like, okay, well, let's kind of contact our South Korean friends. And then suddenly, so thank you, Inho, from South Korea. He told us, look, so, you know, they're actually running a lot of out-of-home marketing activities. So this is a metro station.
Offline branding.
Offline, yes.
By the way, they're using the same IP as Top War, these guys with blue helmets.
Yeah, that's the same thing. I mean, it's quite connected. So this is just like how it looks like in metro station for in Seoul. I mean, there's more.
There's the Gates Creative right there, by the
way.
Yeah,
by the way, yes, exactly.
Minus three times two.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. But it's not the only thing.
Yeah, even the offline creative is.
but that's the thing. Like, it's all the thing that, you know, it's all connected. But it's not. It doesn't end there. So let me just show you this. Let me just show you this right away. Which is a TV commercial. So we are looking at TV commercial, and again,
playing the
Gates Creative on the screen. With the real, I mean, it's just like, it's amazing. There you go.
Yeah, it's so good.
It's such a good commercial, and I think they have one more. But I'm not sure if I can show it somewhere.
But it's everywhere. Like, never everywhere. There is shown 4X game. It's like everywhere, just this Gates mechanic everywhere, yeah. On the billboards, in the creatives. Even the actors are playing the Gates.
Yeah, mechanic. The actors are playing. Exactly. It's just like it's so good. It's so good and so well connected to the onboarding and everything. So, you know, like, yeah, why this happened? I mean, they started pushing so much in South Korea, and, you know, it seems like it's working so well for them in terms of the revenues. So that was like the time when we actually started talking about Last War. I saw their ads like so many times during, I think, end of the year and beginning of the year. I was like, hey, look, this is the game we're going to talk about. Oh, we'll see. And then suddenly, Mr. Jakub over here just saw the revenue. I was like, whoa, okay. But then I was like, okay, well, like, who the fuck are these guys? Like, why is it scaling so much? And I opened the game, and then the loading screen says River Game HK. It's like, oh my God, here you go. Connecting the dots immediately. It's like, now I know, like, why is this scaling? Because it's like an iteration on Top War, I guess. It's an iteration, right?
Yeah, it's an iteration on Top War, definitely.
Yeah.
They're using the same IP, everything.
Yeah, same. And then, but the creatives are way, way better. I mean, it's... Can you tell me, guys? Oh, Jesus Christ, that was so loud. So this is like a combination of different things. So do you know, like, which games are these kind of creatives? It's
Mob Control.
Maybe.
Or
maybe a little bit.
Was the original one the shelter one?
Yeah, last year it could be, but no, like this is Evony. These barrels and the gates and gates, barrels and even these numbers on top of it. But it's like all of these, and they have like so many different kind of
version of this,
yeah. And this just like also like slightly different visual style.
But that's actually in the gameplay. Like if you go around that base and play, that there's literally rolling barrels that if you destroy the barrels, they will give you soldiers to kind of
They give soldiers the upgrades, different weapons as well. It's all there. It's all there. And this is just like look. So this is also from different game, which you had on the. On the screen, we can take a look at it afterwards. But let's see where I did, because I was talking about this game in Istanbul for on our like mobile gaming unpacked event when I was talking about Creative Trends. So they are using all of these like different games and it's like all of like Gates, which is hyper casual kind of. Concept with all these numbers, and then there's Evony. There's like they have even different hooks in the game in the creatives. So okay, but this is all the same.
Right, there's like James Bond music hook.
James Bond music, of course, James Bond music. We can check. So they have mainly Aplavin, obviously, scaling so much. But the YouTube and Google is quite big, and then they have Unity, Facebook. Oh, let's see, Twitter. What the fuck? What is it on Twitter? Oh, nice. Oh, it's all
kind of... All the same.
Oh, nice. No, but this is
good. Oh, there's a... Okay.
Yeah, this is good. This is really good.
So it's going backwards.
They're going backwards, which is also quite good. And this is all like, man, when I will show you the... What was it? Age of Origins or the War and something, which we discussed yesterday. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing. It's just this is... More soldiers, they had zombies and different things. But I really like the combination of like this kind of going backwards. And this is
heavy iteration in creative world.
Very heavy iteration, man. Very, very heavy. Let's see what kind of TikTok they have. Oh, it's quite a lot. Ah, okay. This is perfect, man. This is
hydraulic press.
Yes. Again. Now we have backwards. You know what we have? Zombies. It's not only It's not only about the heroes or what, like the soldiers. Again, like hordes of zombies. It's just like, you know, like we were discussing this a long time ago, and always it's zombies, lots of zombies, and gates and hyper casuals. They have all of this in the creatives.
But it's pretty much like, you know, doing everything you can to like go get those UA checks. Like, take this, take that, take this.
Exactly. It's just like if you don't do it, then I mean,
yeah, you don't
already
scale.
Losing the edge.
Oh, winter version.
Yeah, winter version, of course. Winter version, like that's like what are they really talking about? It's all there, and you have all the nice.
Oh, you're shooting better weapons now.
Yeah. Look, upgrades everything. It's they're not fucking around at all.
Okay.
It's working really well. It's like again and then we have the last kind of wave with all the monsters, all the like the heroes and everything, and then obviously it's oh my god, this is my favorite.
Playing games people say are fake. Part 5. Okay, now we need a better gun. Oh, that was close. We need to get these
right,
resources.
Like come on.
No the usual like making fun of fake. Yourself being fake right real.
Exactly. So
okay, we're not doing too well.
This
okay.
is not fake, let's but get a better gun. You know what's ooh, that was close. The best part of it? Okay, it's actually right, not fake because now this is in the game. That's the thing, like this is actually in the game, so you can't say like this is fake.
I think it's over. Yeah, we can't beat this.
It's just like it's not fake, but it's like all these UGC type of videos as well. And we have some this is an actually oh my god, like this is so much fun looking into this. They have also different hooks as well. I'm gonna add these different hooks in the post-production so you can see them as well, because they have such a good combinations of creatives. And I would say it's on par with Vital Survival as well. It's just so many different... I mean, look, they're all hyper-casual kind of concepts, but from different angles, different perspectives, different, you know, like it's going backwards. It's, you have different barrels, you have wood in here, you have different... weapons, and then
but that's,
you have
that's the big difference between Whiteout Survival. Whiteout Survival mostly goes on the Golden Goblins creative,
yeah,
which is like stacking of the resources, but it's not in the game. Like there's simulation and everything, but it's not exactly in the game. These guys have it exactly in the game.
Exactly. Yeah,
and they build the gameplay out of it.
That's the thing. Like here. Oh my god, this is so good. Do you see? That hook at the beginning is just like it's amazing.
But the guy is a boss on the map, actually.
That's the thing, right? So this is not like only, not even like, this is not altered gameplay, right? This is not altered. This is exactly.
Yeah,
I mean, it
bit.
Is
you
to a certain
have
point,
like
but
a
not as.
Cart with minigun.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, come on. Come
Who cares
on.
About details these days anyway?
Yeah, exactly. Come on. It's like, that's like nobody cares about these. But it's like it's mostly actually about the whatever is in the game that they are showing in the creatives, and that's kind of works super super well. Oh, oof. What?
Oh, that's a nice hook.
Gee. Oh wow! We are looking at loads of different ways of zombies. Oh yes, okay. So now
ball
all these
zombies.
Ball of zombies. Yes, exactly.
It looks so epic.
This looks really good. It's really good. And obviously it all kind of ends with fail. But you know what? Age of Origins. Let's look at
this.
This
is the competitor here.
It's the competitor, but let's
Camel
let's
Games.
See. Let's
that
see.
Is like what, like fourth, fifth biggest?
You know? Can you see the like kind of like where is this coming from?
Yeah.
It's just like same thing all over again. Just again, zombies, you're killing them, and I think it's either, do you know what was the game that I thought, look, oh, this looks really interesting. Again, you know, there you go. Now they're using the zombies, they're using the soldiers, different, you know, from different sides, like obviously they're gonna die. You have the bridge. Like it's like all there. It's all there. It's just minor kind of iteration, but it's all there. It's just like this is something that works so well.
Mm.
Well, let's see. I mean, we were talking about this, so let me check if I can actually.
Oh, some Survivor IO mechanics in it.
Like, of course, I mean, that's what I said. That's what I said as well. Like they really know what they are doing, and like the game Survivor IO kind of gameplay really works.
Age of Origins is currently fourth biggest one in the category, doing like 22 mil a month.
Look.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know like where did we see exactly this? Like a few seconds ago from like last war?
Yeah.
Just then, like it kind of ended in the hyper casual kind of
world.
Yes, yes, exactly. But now let's see where's the war. Let's
see. For those listening, we are looking literally at like 20 different versions of the same creative from
for
two
different games. But you see the ball of zombies.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
exactly there. And then you see this like coming from the left, it's again, and from the right, it's the same fucking thing. It's the same fucking thing.
Oh man, I would really like to see like these two UA, these two companies' UA departments going for like a casual lunch or something. Like, yeah, we copied this thing from you, it didn't work. And they're like, yeah, we copied the other thing, guys. We also didn't work.
No, but the thing is, like, what also haven't mentioned that, like, The Chinese companies are really good in Forex, like kind of squeezing the most out of the players and
not
like
really
kind of
good.
Monetizing.
That's all there is to it. Like there's no other companies than Asian companies doing in Forex genre.
Okay.
Like
fair.
If I get it right, the last one in the category is
Look.
What Scopely Star Command. Star Trek Fleet Command, and it's like what like 10th, 15th? I don't know, like somewhere
Look.
At the end.
Look at this. And you can say like come on. It's the fucking same thing. It's the same fucking thing. Just it's different era. Different era, right? It's like horses and like different weapons.
Yeah, so, sorry, medieval knight shooting. Medieval AKs. Knight,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Catapults and like things like it's all there. It's just like we discussed, like they're all connected. So, you know, like if this kind of works in the one other game, like they use it in the same again.
Of course.
Look, it's the same thing.
Same.
It's
same.
All the same thing. And then even like the kind of the hook is there, and then the change or the close up to these like soldiers, and then again like going from left to right, the zombies, it's brilliant. Mm. And this is what works. And you know where is this coming from? I remember these like mass battles. I kind of took the inspiration from Lords Mobile.
Yeah.
It comes back to Lords Mobile always. They were like really, really big with these like all the hordes from left to right and like mass battles. And obviously, if you know the game or if you know like those creatives, like it's really coming there. Maybe.
Yeah, dear listeners, if you know any very good Western company that we omitted from this review, let us know in the Slack. We would really like to know because I'm missing.
Oh man, like this is even
anyone here.
This is actually.
What, really Lords upgraded. Mobile current creators?
Yeah, it's really upgraded. We need to check that. It's something. Wow. Okay. Mm. So if you, oh, wow, I'm no. Let's not go.
Let's not go through this rabbit hole.
Yeah. We'll be here for a long time. Oh well. That's so okay. So what do they have? Which I already mentioned. Kind of. It's not actually that many. Many UA channels. They're super big on AppLovin, Google, and then even Facebook, which is quite surprising. But yeah, definitely this type of creators work on Facebook a lot.
Mm.
But I would maybe...
How much do you think they're spending daily? For like 250K downloads a day on Forex.
Man, I still think like the CPIs are not as low as you would expect, but it's not definitely like in within like $30-$50. So they're making.
It cannot be. It would be too much.
It'll be too much. I would say they're spending at least like 500,000 to 1 million a day.
Mm-hmm.
At least.
Half a mil to 1 mil a day.
Maybe that's like too conservative. To be honest. That's like too conservative. Like there's now maybe yeah okay. Well, let's say conservative tip or bet is like 1 mil, and maybe a little bit more realistic is like 2.5 million a day.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I would say something like that. Because they're still like on the growth trajectory.
But we still don't see all the. We still don't see all the channels because
wake the fuck up.
Like you see with the offline branding in Seoul,
exactly.
In South Korea, the TV commercials, blah, blah, blah. They're not counted here in Sensor Tower. So
no, they're not.
Lots of spend that we don't see here.
Yep, that's true. That's true. But still kind of, let's see. They're still growing. It's like slowly and steadily going there. And if we look at like monthly, 51. For February, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and it was still like
29 in January. So it's like, it's quite, and I would say like this maybe even 70.
Yeah, of course.
Interesting to see like how
we
this
should
goes.
Definitely look it up later during the year.
Like this is the first time anyone is actually talking about this game, which is again us, because we're kind of looking at this quite closely.
But I don't get this, why nobody's talking about this, like, you know, much more, because it's literally like the biggest game of this year yet.
It's half of the like March.
Yeah, yeah. Like I'm not counting Monopoly Go into the equation, but from this year,
just giving blowjobs to Monopoly Go and not taking care about anything else.
Yeah, so could be like the biggest. It's definitely the biggest forest game yet.
We were talking about Whiteout Survival last year, and now finally some other people from the gaming industry are waking up, like, oh. There is a big gaming, you know, company, Century Games from China. Like, hey!
That's all the big Forex companies
of
from
course.
China.
Yes. Welcome to the gaming industry, guys.
Yeah, let me share the screen for one more thing. I'm gonna show you.
Yeah, go for it. Because, by the way, we lost Felix because he's actually work to do.
Yeah. So there you go with the consultant's life. But there's this other company we got the tip
Do you want to go there, or we just wait until we kind of see how it evolves?
We can just show two screens.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Go. Yeah.
Yeah. So, without me showing you actually what the game is, I can just show you how it looks like.
And
you'd see like, oh, what are you showing us? Like, there's this pixel indie game or whatever is there. like what? Like, what's this? Like, this is like Stardew Valley or Terraria or whatever. So, yeah, we see other companies doing very, very interesting moves in their, you know, hidden portfolios.
Yeah.
Like you see here, for instance.
Yeah, different. Because
would you say like this, like even remotely, is a Forex game? Like, I wouldn't at all. And then
you have the Joint Alliance on the right top corner. It's like, maybe it is.
If we move fast forward a little bit, and let me keep the secret not spoiled here.
That's fine, you can spoil it.
If we move fast forward, like, oh, hello. Where's this kind of a map thing going?
Yeah.
And what are these mechanics? And oh, there's a like deliver queue suddenly, something. So yeah, it's a Forex, it seems. And there's like, yeah, those are all the games that are pretty much currently being done. And at some point they will roll into the Western market and you won't ever know that these games are Forex, but they have like, you know, unlimited spend apps there, have giant onboarding funnels done from these kind of completely games.
But there's the thing, come on, man. Like, you see like how the game looks like as well. It's like not going to be that easy.
Yeah, it's not
going to be that easy. It's going to be more like in the Top Heroes kind of category, because like that's what we got the tip from. Like, these games are going like for that Top Heroes kind of feel. So let's see if this kind of succeeds. But, you know, it's in soft launch very early on. We'll see how it goes.
But it's sitting in soft launch for like more than a year.
Of course. I mean, look.
It's a massive game.
It's a massive game. And it just, you know, like, let's look at like how long Last War was in the soft launch, right? It's like since June, like 6-8 months. And it's just, and this, it was already done in a way as a top war. So now they took kind of a lot of learnings from there. So.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be, you know, surprised if this game, for instance, goes for cross-platform or also gets slapped to Steam or something.
Yeah.
Like Indie Trap. Yeah, yes, so basically what I'm saying, like, this is a game from one of those companies in the top 10 Forex list.
Yeah.
But you won't see it under their name, of course, because that's the, you know, the rule with Forex, that you never publish a game on your own account until it scales.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely very interesting games are being done and are waiting to kind of enter the Western market. And I think what we'll see further is that we see more of like the proliferation of this trend of onboarding game actually integrated in main game. So you basically will be required to build two games, one for UA purposes, one for the LTV purposes. And it will be like that.
Probably they're kind of feeding each other, right? Genres.
They're feeding each other, but the main point is that I think this will spread to other genres. It's not going to be only Forex.
But we were already talking about, you remember X Hero and all these like funny things, which is like absolute RPG, super fantasy core game. And then
everybody's doing it in the West, but they're doing it very...
Not in the
very,
West, in the East.
Yeah, but also, East. Like, man, it's in the West already, like just on the duct tape version. You just duct tape whatever.
Hero Wars is a duct tape version.
Even Lily's Garden now has like pin levels in the onboarding, like, you know, save the whatever Lily's Dream pin, whatever. But it's just like duct tape bear.
Also too late to use pins. Come on, like, man, like that was like when PlayerX bought shares Nextstairs, which was before COVID. That was the time when you used pins. Now it's too late. It's really too late.
But now is the time to build a second game, which is onboarding game integrated into the main game. That's true. You heard it here first. Like, nobody's talking about it.
Yeah. I mean, we were talking about like 2 years ago, and now I think it's again more and more kind of important. Because
it's going to be mandatory in Korean UA market. Like, you don't have a plan to kind of do your UA shenanigans these days, you cannot scale, period.
Yeah, you cannot scale.
You can go get your IP, maybe. And you know what's like one thing.
What's great, we're going to definitely talk about this game later down the line. There is one game coming from China, obviously. which they had in the onboarding. First, they had the pimples, whatever. And then they changed the pimples for drawing creatives. And they just, you know, switched the onboarding like this. Easy. Like top four. Just change it and then you go. Like, then obviously it's not connected to the gameplay that much, but it still kind of serves a purpose.
But you cannot do these things. Like, if you look at Last War, if they would change the creative suddenly from the gates to something else, they would need to completely redesign
exactly.
Like half of the game. So
yeah, but the game's creatives work so well. I mean, I used the gates creatives like 2018 even.
Yeah, but they bet the whole game on the creative.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, you know, 60 million a month, kind of, you know.
Kind of good bet.
Yeah, it's a good benchmark. I was like, maybe they're right. Maybe they're on something. All right, so I think that's it for us today. I'm going to push this live as soon as we can because we're recording Monday morning, which is usually time when we
It's 9 a.m.
It
vibe, not 4 a.m.
Exactly. That's why Jakob's yawning. But it's also GDC week, which means Gaming Dads conference again. And then we kind of pushed it even more to Gaming Dads cottage at the end of the week. So yeah, stay tuned. We'll definitely keep you posted. Oh, wait a second. Come on.
And the teaser for next week is, of course, we'll be sharing the game we're playing in our Slack. During that, there's like 1,100 people plus. So if you want to know the game, go there. But I'm going to do a little bit teaser. It's a game that is very, very close to a game that we already did. Literally like one-to-one some of the mechanics. One-to-one. So you'll see.
And if you want to talk to us live while we kind of record the podcast, it's Wednesday, 6 p.m., this Wednesday, so March 20, 6 p.m., which is what, like 9 or 10 Pacific time? I don't know. Anyway, 6 p.m. CET. Just come to our Slack channel. We'll discuss it there. And then, until then, see you. Yep. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Have a nice day, guys. Bye-bye.